The second object that I've chosen is a tweet by Donald Trump. It was posted to Twitter on the 22nd of June, 2020, which was in the midst of the presidential election. And in the tweet, Trump states that the election would be rigged and that mail-in votes allow people in the U.S. to cheat and ultimately creates an unfair election. This object relates to me because I guess I would consider myself someone who tries to follow politics in order to stay up to date with world events. And I think from that perspective, and also like being an American, I find it interesting to look at the influence that such a political figure can have over a part of society or a large group of people. The object has very significant political context, obviously because Trump is an influential political figure, and the 2020 presidential election in particular was very significant because of the way that it divided American citizens and how people gave their undivided support to one president or another, which has not happened in a very, very long time. And through this lens, we can see that political figures are many times put on this very high pedestal and have this very high status and are looked at as all-knowing, even though the information they put out isn't always entirely truthful. Many of Trump's words and also words of other politicians have potential bias and dishonesty because it helps their campaign and it helps like their perspective on things. But their followers, if they're very committed to that person, that politician, that figure, they're not going to doubt that claim that person makes, and that expert in their eyes is always going to be truthful. Within politics as well, the knowledge that politicians or really any influential figures share can vary even when they have the same facts, which obviously shows the bias and the role of perspective within kind of like any situation of knowledge being shared to the public. And because the information that Trump and so many of these other political figures share with their following is sometimes biased, we see different situations in a different light and people interpret things in a different way. And obviously like values play a role in this too. And so there's just a lot of kind of misinformation, or there's not like clear answers or clear facts about certain things. The tweet directly links to my IA prompt because it clearly shows the role that an expert, such as the political figure, can play in our consumption and acquisition of knowledge. In this case, that knowledge is knowledge on the presidential election and on the ballots and the voting. At that time when people read this tweet, they made an assumption about what was going on and about whether or not the election was fair, merely based on this information. And in many cases, the majority of Trump's followers would look at this tweet and take it as the truth and use this as, you know, their justification or their evidence for the election being rigged.